another exciting episode of the Podcast Project. I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And if you haven't done so, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another exciting episode of the Podcast Project. Let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Hey, everybody. My name is Byron Pringle. I'm the host here of the Podcast Project. And I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Today, we are recording episode 2 in season 2, titled My Birthday Wish. Now, today we're on today's episode, we were going to originally record this on my birthday on the 10th of June. However, we were experiencing some technical difficulties with my microphone. So, kind of give you a little bit of background story there. I ordered a new microphone for my new iMac I just bought. And when I received my microphone, it was had some water damage to it, so it wasn't really picking up any sound whatsoever. So I had to send that back to the manufacturer, and then they had to send me a replacement. So right now you're listening to me through my new microphone hooked up to my new iMac. So I'm hoping for those who have listened to my podcasts in the past can tell a quality difference in the sound. Why don't you just let me know, head over to our Facebook page and send us a message and let me know what you think about the sound quality, will you? So I appreciate that. So today we are recording My Birthday Wish. So this is being recorded on Sunday. I'm hoping we'll have this published by Monday, and then hopefully we can get back on track with recording and publishing episodes on every Friday. So just the other day, my girlfriend and I, we were talking about summer goals and what we wanted to accomplish over the summer. We then decided to put together a couple's to-do list. It's very, very similar to what you've heard of, like a bucket list. But these are things we want to do throughout the summer together. Now, the items that we have on the list aren't necessarily items we haven't done, but are items we would like to do together as a couple. And so this is our first summer being together, and we're very excited, and we want to try to have the best summer that we can possibly have. So, we don't want to just sit around and watch Netflix and, you know, chill all summer. We just want to be able to get out and enjoy life. So a few things we have on the list was, we did this the other night. We went to a drive-in movie. So I've never been to a drive-in movie. I don't know if you guys have either, but if you haven't, I highly recommend it. It's a whole different experience. So we went the other night, last Saturday night, and we went and saw the movie The Goonies. If you're, for those who are old enough and is familiar with the movie, I absolutely love the movie. It was a great experience, and I shared it with the most wonderful person in the world. So I'm very blessed. A few other things we like to do over the summer is go on picnics, and we want to stargaze, and just a whole lot of different things we want to do outdoors, and just overall just enjoy each other's company. So we then started to talk about our own personal goals and what we wanted to accomplish individually. When she asked me, I had to really stop and think about it. I mean, here I am turning 33. So what does this look like for me? And I know a lot of people, they think, hey, new year's, new year, new me, blah, blah, blah. And that's one thing. But, you know, now I'm looking at, I'm in June, you know, it's my birthday. I've spent half the year doing my own thing. You know, I mean, this is a chance for me to kind of reinvent myself and kind of look at the things I've done up to 33 in the year 2020. And what can I do differently moving forward? So I started to ask myself, what do I want to accomplish? Do I want to travel? Yes, of course, but with everything that's going on, traveling should be just kind of should probably be back on the back burner with everything that is happening. Obviously, you know, make more money. Yeah, everybody wants to. But then I really took a moment and asked, what can I do to get more out of life, obviously? You know, of course I want to make more money, or I do want to travel, the materialistic stuff, you know, that's great, but what can I get to get some sort of fulfillment out of life? So after pondering that question for a day or two, I finally figured out what I want. So for me, the number one thing I would like to do is to give more, or to help those who are in need, as much as I can. So after that, I came to the conclusion, what does this look like for me? You know, now I figured out what I want to do, but what can I do to make this happen? And what does this look like for me? Now, for me, you know, I would like to be, you know, a bit more humble, helpful, and overall building a better character for myself. Now, to me, with all the world's problems, I think all the world's problems could be solved if people would be willing to shift their mentality to more of a loving, giving, and just more of a loving state of mind. Just the other day, I was listening to a podcast, and the man on the podcast was saying he heard of the story, which I really wanted to share with you guys. So this is a story he was telling was about this man's son. He kept a journal on how he did one good deed per day. This is the man's son that kept a journal, and he just recorded one good deed he did every single day. And this man was quickly inspired by his son's actions. He then started to do the same thing. So at that point on, the man and his son would do a quick recap each and every night at the dinner table to discuss their good deed. And let me say, I was more surprised and more humbled to find out the son was only 11 years old. So you got this 11-year-old that is keeping this journal, and he's logging his one good deed. Now, he's not boasting this on social media, by all means. You know, he's keeping it privately. And his father, when he told his father, he was just overwhelmed by his son's spirit and how humbled he was. And it inspired him as well, the father. And then now they're doing it as a group activity. So, I mean, it's just awesome to hear. So after I heard that story, I then thought, man, wouldn't that be great if everyone would have that mission? So that's my number one goal for my 33rd year, is to give more and to help and to make it a mission that it's not all about me. Which I'm not saying it shouldn't be about me, but most of me should be invested in helping those who are in need. And now, I know this is kind of out there, but, you know, with the whole COVID-19 virus that's happening, I know it's making it very challenging for people that are on a mission to make it about others, to help others, just because of the impact this pandemic has made on those. I want to be able to assist and to help those, but we'll have to do it in a different way that will help, still help those, but still following those restrictions because of COVID. So to me, honestly, I feel that the cure for the world, so to make the world a better place, is simply to give to someone else, to help. Now, ask myself, what can I do to help make the world a better place? Now, I had a friend about a year ago. He was fighting some severe depression. And he decided to say, you know what, enough is enough. You know, he was fighting depression. You know, he was going through some relationship problems. He was unemployed. He had a good paying job, and he was struggling. And then I asked him, I said, well, what helped you snap out of that? He said, well, Byron, I'm going to be honest with you. I decided, you know, to volunteer. Volunteerism. You know, he's like, you know, I'm going to make it my mission to make someone else's life better, because if I'm fighting this, I know there's others that are fighting the same thing. So that was his cure for his depression. Now I read a study, about 61% of depression was misdiagnosed, because there's a fine line between chronic sadness and clinical depression. Now I know there's not much we can do, seeing as most of us is still locked under lockdown with the whole COVID-19. But what can we do for someone else right now? If you're sad, if you're feeling of lack, or if you're feeling like you're not good enough, or if you just went through a terrible breakup, just like my friend, and the best thing you can do is get up, brush it off. And I know that might be hard to do at first, but I promise you it's going to make the world difference to say, enough is enough. I'm bigger. I'm better than this. I'm going to go out and I'm going to help the world, because the world's not going to change if we aren't the change. And that reminds me, this kind of goes back to a saying here from Gandhi. Now, Gandhi has some inspirational sayings, and this is probably one of my most favorite quote from Gandhi. So Gandhi says, be the change you want to see in the world. So I think that's a huge impact there. So if you want to see the world change, you have to change yourself first in order to see that change. Now, I think we can all agree that there's a lot of selfishness in the world. And I think all the problems we are seeing, such as excessive amount of pollution, the crimes, the climate change, the wars, are stemmed down to one thing, selfishness. And too often, a lot of people, they look at it and they blame others. And it's easier to blame others, you know, because we're perfect. And I'm not saying that, you know, we're all imperfect in all ways, but I'm just saying that there is ways out there that we can better build ourselves. And, you know, and often we look at the government and say, you know, I wish it would get their crap together. Or, oh man, you know, I wish Trump would do something instead of this. Or even the people around us, we say, man, I wish people would change. But not too often we look in the mirror and say the same thing about us. Like, you know, for an example, you know, if we're talking about recycling, you know, we feel that recycling is a big opportunity because our waste fields are building up in trash and it's polluting. And yet we don't personally participate in recycling habits. It's like, you know, in order to see the change, you've got to be the change, going back to what Gandhi said, you know. So it's a ripple effect. So what if we say to ourselves, what can I do to help those around me to change? So that's a big question here is like, okay, you know, so we recognize the opportunity, we want to change, you know, but how can we change others around us? And now, I'll be honest with you, you can't just go up to someone and just say, hey, you know what, I don't like this lifestyle, you should change this. You know, a lot of people are going to look at you like you're nuts. And like, for an example, if you're reading a self-development book and you're applying those lessons to your life, and people are seeing this, you know, so they're seeing that, you know, you're building relationships, you're going out meeting new people, you're saving up money, and you're ultimately changing your lifestyle, then the people around you will see it and say, hey, wait a minute, what are you doing differently? You know, how are you developing in savings? How are you building this relationship? You know, how are you getting more out of your life? What am I doing differently? Because you can't ultimately go demand change. You have to prove it. You got to show it. Become that quote-unquote lighthouse, the best version of you. And you can change the people around you, ultimately by influencing them. To be that positive change in the world. So going back on what Gandhi's quote, in order for the change, you must change the world. Now, I know there will be hundreds of people that may be listening to this message. So what if I say today that everybody that's listening to this message, okay, it could be, you know, 10, 50, 100, 500,000 people, whoever is out there that is listening to this message, what if we step up and we become that change? That would be huge. Now, I know you know, it's my birthday week, so if you can give me anything, I wish for all of us to give a little bit back for the world, to do something for someone else, to be kinder, to be that light in the dim world. Now, so let's make it our mission today. So I'm challenging you, tag me in your Instagram story, and my tag handle is at bpringle876. So at BPRINGLE 876 and say, I'm in, Byron. Let's help other people. I think we can all agree less selfishness in the world and people would make this place a better place to call home. Now, I can't change other people and you can't change other people, but the only thing I can do is become a better version of myself, and hopefully I can inspire you to become the best version of you. Then your best version of you can inspire others around you to become their best versions of themselves. Now, I'm not saying you should go out and show off what you're doing. Like the story about the 11-year-old, you know, he wasn't boasting about the good deeds he was doing, you know, or what you're donating or what you're doing to help the needy. So go out and pay it forward. You know, it could be at a Burger King drive-thru or at a gas station. Give those compliments, have those conversations, stop at the gas station when you buy gas and the clerk and just say, hey, how are you doing? Hey, I love your smile. Small things like that. It would have a huge impact in the world that we live in. Now, I've always been a believer when you give more, you get more. And I think that's very true. A lot of people, you know, do you believe in karma? Do you not? I do. Because, you know, like they say, you know, things will come around. So, I believe that that's how the universe works. You know, you get what you put out. So, I've got so much proof in that in my life to back that up. So again, what can I do to be the change in the world? What can we do to give back to be that lighthouse in the world? Because the world is a pretty dim place. But what can we do to make it better? You know, and simply that's just being the best possible version of you. Be willing to put yourself out there and say, hey, I'm going to make it my mission to make the world a better place. So, well, that is all I have in today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with somebody that you love. Tag me on my Instagram at bpringle876. And please follow us on our Facebook page at The Podcast Project. I am posting like daily inspirational memes both my Facebook and my Instagram. So you can see those as they come up. And I'd love to hear from you guys. Share our content because we can only grow when you share our content. So I really appreciate it. And I'm going to leave you guys like I do at the end of each episode to make it your mission to be a blessing in somebody's life. And I hope you all have an amazing, amazing day. Take care.